And it's got niggas in it. Like, you can't go wrong with niggas. I love niggas. I love my niggas, you know?
Niggas ain't shift. Anyways.
Not shift at all.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out, and we're glad you made it here to Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I am your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin. I committed to this bit in episode 2, so here it is. And I'm joined by my co-host, Gingy, my love, and TJ. I sent him the name of this podcast as a hilarious joke, and now we're in our season 3 recap episode.
Hey, we made it.
33 episodes in. Ginge, did you know this was just supposed to be an LOL?
I wouldn't say it was an LOL. I think it was like an idea that we had that we never thought we'd see. And then somehow we're here.
Yeah, that's probably it.
No. Two podcast titles popped in my head at work and I said, ha 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 ha. TJ needs to and now Ginge has to do a podcast. Isn't it crazy the way things work?
Unfortunate.
Wow. Wow.
JK.
But we have made it. We are on our 33rd episode, the season 3 recap. This has been a great one. Pretty wild. Yeah. Ginge, how do you feel about 3? Versus 1 and 2.
Well, 3 was definitely way better than 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember last episode, he said that like he's excited to keep going.
Yeah.
He's excited to see what happens next.
So this is the point that you would have had to made it to go.
Yup.
I'm gonna stay on this ride.
Yup. That is unfortunate that I gotta wait 3 seasons for that.
30 episodes.
30 episodes was all he needed. No.
But you gotta admit, there's like a couple episodes sprinkled in where you're like, okay, I just gotta stick to it for now.
There's a couple scenes where it's like, all right, this is a high tier scene, like it's S tier.
Okay. All right. TJ, what does season 3 mean to you?
Obviously the Red Wedding. That was fucking amazing. And then it just sets up the rest. Like seasons 4, 5, and 6 in particular, like they're pretty nonstop. Like there's going to be a thing that happens towards the beginning of season 4 that like really just kicks shit off. Was it episode 3?
Something like that.
Something like that. It's early. It's surprisingly early in season 4. Awesome. So
good.
Not if you've read the books.
Oh, well, see, I haven't. So, surprisingly early season 4, and the season 4 is very good. We're going to get probably the best monologue of the season or the series towards the end of season 4. We get literally the best monologue of the entire series at the end of season 4.
Yes, the end of season 4 where my star gets to shine. That one?
No. There's gonna be an amazing monologue at the end of season.
Oh, I'm talking about the big reveal where my star gets to shine.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the monologue at the end of season 4. That's the best one in the entire series. Tyrion's monologue at the end of season 4.
And I will have a lot of things to say when we get there.
Correct. And is that not the best monologue of the entire series?
I will have a lot of things to say when we get there.
Okay.
I will have.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for that. Season 5 comes. We get like an amazing, some amazing stuff in season 5. And then season 6, you know, season 6 is probably my favorite Game of Thrones season. It has the best episode in Game of Thrones in it. So,
with the #1 pick in the season 6 draft, Lauren selects exactly that. Thanks so much. All right.
You either a house nigga or a field nigga. One of the two. Can't be both.
fucking title and you didn't even say anything about it. I'm so pissed at you.
You said what?
I was so proud.
I enjoyed the title. Sorry, I was too caught up in everything else that happened in that last one.
I was at work like last week and I like thought of the title and I just started laughing. I was like, I can't tell him. I have to surprise.
I did enjoy the title.
Anyway,
but the Maury thing in there, like the Maury drop took me out.
You asked for it.
And then me randomly telling James, fuck you, also took me out. I was laughing out loud.
When did you...
I don't even remember what the conversation was. And I was like, well, fuck you. And I just started laughing. I was at work laughing out loud today.
I thought your emotional reaction to my 601 was actually recorded, but that happened after we stopped recording. So lucky you.
And then James has a part where my audio drops and it sounds like Kendrick does when he like purposely drops his audio. I text her. I was like, did you censor me?
Just like, what would I have censored? You said,
I was literally talking about, I think I was talking about Santa when it drops.
I'm assuming you were talking about like her reaction to the news or whatever.
Well, I was comparing Arya and Sansa and I was like, one of the sisters, and then it cuts out and then I go to Arya and then I was like, the other one.
Oh, you were talking about
she's sitting, something.
She's sitting by the window crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I thought I got censored.
I didn't censor you. That was your audio. Anyways, welcome to this recap episode. I'm going to cut all that, so.
don't cut none of it.
Come stop me. All
at
right.
At least keep my house nigga and feel nigga joke in there. Like, that's good content.
Be me ending the intro and then you saying house nigga and feel.
Oh, goddamn.
Anyway, welcome to our recap episode. This is going to be a lot of fun. First, though, we have to play Do They Make It? So let's recap, because we have two seasons of recap to do on this. Jin, you ready?
Yes.
Season one was John. You said, yes, he's going to make it. Danny, yeah, she's going to make it.
Cersei, and they're still kicking.
Cersei, yes.
Still kicking.
But she's in exile. Jaime, no. And you think he's going to die around season four-ish. Sansa, yes. Samwell, of course. He better. Littlefinger, yes. And he stays like in his place. And then Theon, no, near the end of two or three. How are you feeling about the season one predictions?
I'm pretty good. I think I would change some.
Listen, we can make some addendums. I can just add another column to this table. Let's go. All right. Who do you want to change?
I think
there's an obvious one here that you got to change.
Well, because Theon, I want to be like, if we're being technical, Theon is dead.
He is. Theon died. We now have Reek.
So he's kind of not wrong.
Yeah, but nah. Like,
in a sense, and that's one we can't amend that, because that's over and done. Like, we're past the point of Theon. He's wrong with Theon.
Right.
He's got to get a red box or something on your table. Like, red that bitch.
I will add. All right. So I actually think that Jaime now is going to survive.
That was my obvious, like, you got to move that. Even if you don't think he's going to survive, like, you got to move that shit away from season four, at least.
I think he's going to survive now. And then I think that Cersei is not going to.
Cersei's a no. And when do you think Cersei goes?
Ooh. I'm thinking maybe in season five.
Season five. All right.
Like near the beginning of it.
Okay. Anybody else?
No, I think I'm cool with everybody else's pick.
All right. So season two. Marjorie, yes. But with Joff, though? Melisandre, yes, but you think she's going to be in some kind of exile flame from Stannis. Stannis, you thought he would be the king that didn't make it originally in season two. But then when we got to this, you said no, and then he's going to die in battle after doing everything in his power just to fail. You think the mountain is going to get killed by the Hound? How are we?
Still think that's going to be true too.
Okay.
Stannis and the mountain.
So here's my feel like that. Here's my take on your mountain take. Like, you are indeed playing the fucking long game with that. Because we haven't seen these motherfuckers in a
scene. I know, we haven't seen Bound in forever.
Like, you are playing the long game with that one.
That is some, like, fingers crossed, like, I hope this happens.
That's like he just bought Bitcoin in, like, 2012. And it's 2024, and you're still holding. Stay strong, buddy.
All right, so how are you feeling about the redheads, Marge and Mel?
I think they're still. I feel the same about them too. I don't think much is going to change.
I like that. I like that take.
All right. Well, TJ, do you remember who you picked?
For season three or season two?
For season three.
I remember one of them.
All right. Well, throw. Out
I may be changing it though because I like my second pick. But you go first because I can't remember who you picked. So.
I changed one of mine, so I'll go with the one that I changed then.
Okay, go for it.
All right, Ginge. Is Tywin Lannister going to make it?
Tywin?
Tywin. The patriarch.
That's a good one. I'm going to say no.
No.
Okay.
And when
I'm going to say maybe around the end of season 5, beginning of season 6.
Okay.
All right, here's my question for you. We'll go with that. I got a follow-up question on that. And this isn't going to be no spoilers or anything cuz it's just a question. Like, does Joffrey kill him?
Oh, that's a good question too.
No, because like, just background here, like Tywin's been treating this kid like a piece of shit.
That is
rightfully
true.
So.
Like,
but like, at what point does Joffrey just say, like, you know what? Let me put this motherfucker to sleep.
See, I don't think Joffrey has the balls yet. My original thinking was I think Tywin is gonna die in a battle with Danny when she comes across.
Okay.
That was my original thinking.
Okay. So do you want to stick with that as his cause of death?
Yes, because I don't Joffrey likes to pick on women and smaller people than him, so I don't think he's gonna have the balls enough to go against Tywin.
All right, your turn, TJ.
All right, so my first one is gonna be Mr. Ramsay Snow himself.
Huh. Ramsay. I'm going to say no, and Theon's going to get revenge.
Okay.
Or should I say Reek now? I don't know.
Yeah, Reek. I was going to ask, and I'm going to probably, when do you think he's going to die?
I think he's going to die in season 4.
Okay.
I think it's going to be quick.
Then I will keep my question to myself.
All right.
Now, let me just... No, I won't say that either. I want to, like, follow up with some stuff saying, like, there's going to be, like, moments that you see, and it's going to be like, holy shit. Like, this could have been it. Or this couldn't have been it. Like, something. But, yeah, well, season 4. I like that answer.
All right, my second one, the lady herself of the Sapphire Isle, Brienne of Tarth. Does she make it?
Ooh. I'm going to say she does make it.
Yes. And what?
Yeah.
What's her fate then?
I think she's gonna. That's a hard question. She's at King's Landing now. I think that she's gonna be like the position she was with Renly and Kat, but like not as like high, but still be like a warrior defender type person for the Lannisters, mainly for Jaime.
So like, do you think she'll be like knighted, or do you think she'll just fight for him?
No, I think she'll just fight for him. Because
do you
he's
have any follow up to that?
No, not this time.
All right.
I don't know how to follow that one up, but
okay. Do you have your? Do you remember your last one, or do you?
I just went back and found it. I like my last. I like my original better than my change. Cause yeah.
Well, we'll do.
So we'll do a bonus. Like we'll do a bonus.
Yeah, because I had a change as well.
All right. Yeah, let's do it. So my original. Rickon Stark. So does he make it?
Ooh.
The little brother. The little brother who's now on the run with Osha.
I'm going to say no to him. And the reason is because I have seen stills of like later in the season, like later on, of quite a few people, but I ain't seen him in any of them. I ain't even seen any of him when he was younger. So I'm going to say no, that they don't actually care about this kid. Because
okay.
No still, even when it came out, like no still, no nothing, before we started the podcast, I've never seen the kid before until we started watching. So I'm thinking that they don't care about this kid.
Now let me just let you know this now. I'm very calculated with who I choose. I take a lot of pride in this. So this was a very calculated decision here to put him in there. So just keep that in mind. I wouldn't have said it if we weren't gonna see him again.
Or would you? Because to his credit, he's using context clues.
Look, I don't play no games here. I take this shit seriously.
Me too. I'm using context clues to figure out my answer.
Look, I take this more serious than my job.
Your job listening, you may not want to say that.
They probably are. But just so you know, I take this more seriously than my job.
Mr. VP.
One of these things pays the bills, the other one doesn't. My priorities are.
One of these things is going to get your kid through college.
Exactly.
It could be this podcast. We might pick up. This might be the week.
I'm hoping it's sports, but you know, it's fine.
Anyway, since we're going to go back to, or well, I'll go back to the one that I switched out. Ginge, Bruce Bolton. He's been in a whole lot of shit this season. He kind of deserves to die. Does he?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes, he dies?
Yes, he dies.
Okay, so no, he does not make it. What is his fate? How does he go out and when?
I think that the Lannisters are going to betray him. Because they don't want, they're going to want somebody else to be whatever he is of the North.
Warden of the North.
Yeah, Warden of the North. And I think it's going to happen in season 4.
I like that take.
Hey.
I like to take a lot. But to play devil's advocate to that take, I would say that the only reason why I would believe it wouldn't happen is because of his loyalty he's shown. Like, he's shown like no sign of like crossing the Lannisters.
Yeah, but like,
you talk about the word simp. Like,
yeah, but he's already a person who has betrayed, he's already betrayed his king.
Correct.
So what's to stop him from doing it again? Once a cheater, always a cheater.
But it could be one of those things where, like, the money, he's all in for the money. Lannister has money. He picked the fat wife for the money.
I mean, yeah. But still. He's still a man of the North and not a Lannister.
I love picking your brain like this. This is fun because I like seeing where you stand and then like where you think things are going. It's very interesting to see. I've never watched this show through fresh eyes before. This is nice. All
You're
right,
welcome.
TJ.
All right. So those so the one that I was gonna choose where I forgot, when I forgot my other person. Dario Naharis. Does he make it? He's becoming a big part in this. He's got a certain person interested. Mother of Dragons, the Stormborn. Misa.
No, I don't think he's gonna make it big because of Jorah.
Okay.
You think Jorah's gonna?
Jorah's
Yeah, that man
going to
jealous. That
offer.
man. That man jealous as shit.
Listen, we know Jorah is capable of selling people for women, like so that he can afford women.
Exactly.
Maybe. I feel like murder is not a far step above, but like below slavery. Okay, when do you think this happens?
I think it's going to be in like season 5 though.
How do you feel about the answer you got, TJ?
I like it.
All right.
My only parallel now, like now that we're talking about this and we spent like pre-episode talking about Kendrick and shit, is Jorah YNW Melly? Like, is he going to offer his two friends now for the girl? Does Barristan stand a chance?
Maybe. All I'm gonna
YNW Mel,
say
that's
is
my comp.
the actor that plays Jorah usually plays a villain. So,
Really?
yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen him in anything, but he just doesn't give me villain vibes.
Everything I've ever seen him in, he's a villain. He was a
Because he
villain.
does such a good job of being like super like calm and stoic in this series.
Yeah.
He was a real asshole on Downton Abbey. Like a real dick. And funnily enough, he played an American. So there it is right there.
Yeah, and he was a villain in Resident Evil. Yeah, the second one or third one. Maybe the fourth one.
I just saw him in something else like recently.
One of them. I'm going through. I'm looking now at his movies, seeing if there's anything on this list that I've seen.
Yeah, he played Wesker in one of the earlier.
At first glance, I've never seen any of these fucking movies. So.
Because they're probably all like BAFTA award winning. You don't watch British film.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Imagine you like, are there
Say, I'm actually shocked I'm into Game of Thrones because it really takes me a while to get past the British accent. I ain't gonna lie.
Are you serious?
Like yes, because I want to watch Peaky Blinders so bad, and it seems so good. I watched the first episode, and I'm like, fuck, man, these accents. Like, I hate to be like the old white man listening to rap music, but I don't understand these motherfuckers.
Oh. Turn on the closed caption and get your reading in.
No, it's just a distraction to me. I hate the captions.
That's how I watch Game of Thrones, so I don't miss anything as I read it. I put the captions on now. Also makes it easier to get my quotes.
Oh, I'm sitting there with the rewind button multiple times. Make sure I got every word.
Nope, I just pause and write it in.
I've had closed captioning on as a default on everything except
No.
like live TV since I was a kid.
I
You're
cannot
also
stand.
a serial killer as well, so it's fine.
I cannot stand people having subtitles on. If I'm having subtitles on, it's because I'm watching like an anime that's subbed and not dubbed.
Well, guys, it's fantasy season. We've been arguing for weeks.
Every episode.
Yep, for sure. And if TJ wins his league, this podcast will be over. So,
If I win this league, it's going to be a fantasy football podcast. I will let the audience know how good I am at fantasy football every week.
welcome to the season three draft. Anyway, just to recap, Ginge went first in season one. TJ went first in season two. I'm going first in season three. And then, of course, next year, next season, it will go back to Ginge at number one. And so on and so forth. But do you guys remember your rosters? Do you need me to like run them back for you?
Let's run them through at the end. Let's do this
Party.
draft and then hit the rosters at the end.
All right. Well, with the 301, I'm actually going to surprise everybody. I'm going with 306, the climb. There's a lot that happens in this episode. And as I said, I am building my roster to tell a story. And I went back through the quotes that I picked out of this episode today. And it's just chaos isn't a pit, chaos is a ladder. I simply could not let it go. Like, that's a big one. So yeah, with
So what you're saying is Littlefinger won you over.
I'm not saying I'm saying Littlefinger's villainy won me over here. Yeah.
Littlefinger won you over.
Yeah. Littlefinger being a jerk won me over. You should know what that's like.
Look, I'm just gonna tell you now. I would assume, and I don't have any facts to back this up. This is all just out of the brain of TJ, which is never wrong anyway. But I would assume that the look on your face is priceless. I would assume that if a GM of the Saints, for example, walks into who owns the Saints now? I don't even know who owns the Saints now. Is it the NFL? Like,
Oh, Gail Benson.
no, okay. The person that owns the Saints, if the GM walks into his office and says, I'm building my roster to tell a story, I don't think he's going to last long.
Okay,
Just going to let you know that now.
but to be fair, when a GM builds his roster to tell a story, that story is I'm going to win. That story is winning. I'm not trying to win anything here.
That story gets you as with Derek Carr as a quarterback.
Yeah, Derek Carr sucks. However,
Dennis Allen as your head coach.
I'm trying to tell a story. I think you know exactly the story that I'm trying to tell. And I think that you're going to have to say that you're wrong about something when I get there. That's why you keep stalling. Anyway, with
I will never say I'm wrong about anything.
306, 306, by the way, also had I've won every battle. I'm losing this war. If you think this has a happy ending, you haven't been paying attention. I see a darkness in you. And in that darkness, eyes staring back at me, brown eyes, blue eyes, green eyes, eyes you'll shut forever. We will meet again. Bitch. Gingy, your turn.
I'm actually gonna go with not the obvious number one choice as well. I'm gonna go with episode four and now
Yo,
how it is ended.
that was gonna be my pick after you picked obvious.
Nah, I think that scene where Daenerys just says Jakars and they just kill everybody there was like the best scene. Like I think it was better than the Red Wedding stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's just go to the next round because I'm taking.
309.
Yeah, like I'm taking a Reigns Casimir.
All right. Reigns of Castamere. So then, does anything really need to be said or
Everybody dies. Shit gets real.
real fast too. All right.
That's when people stop being polite and start getting real.
This really is when we're introduced to like the real world. This is where we are. Nothing.
Yeah.
Even these people's oaths don't mean shit to them.
This is the mad real world from Chappelle Show. That's what this is. It ain't the real world. It's the mad real world.
With my second pick, I'm gonna go 302. Dark wings, dark words. It's just something about dead dads and lemon cakes, honestly, that does it for
I really think what does it for you, honestly, is like you're a theme person. Like you enjoy themes.
I do. I love
So
a
like it seems like every pick that you get is a it's an episode that has a theme.
It's yeah, I
That's
do.
additionally men and women. We just go for the killing and sex. I don't know. We go for themes.
Chaos. Sounds like chaos.
Yeah.
I like to be organized. Like I said, like I wish y'all could, I'll never show you, but my notes are very organized. I keep my quotes in my notes for the show, and then I handwrite my notes, and I have started annotating them. That's where I am.
That's too much work.
That's where I
I'm bullet points.
am.
I'm efficient and to the point. That's how I live my life.
I'm trying to make sense of something. And I'm taking this seriously. As seriously as some people take games that wouldn't exist outside of their phone if their mom stopped paying the bill. So, anyways, the 302 Dark Wings, Dark Words, men only want one thing from a pretty girl. This is where we get like the real inkling that Cersei and Marjorie is going to be something. Give it to Marjorie for her wedding gown. Should be more than enough fabric. Lord Karstark tells Rob, I think you lost this war the day you married her.
I thought it was going to drop to me.
Sansa bears all about Joffrey. He's a monster. He's a monster. And then, of course, and everything that's happened since then, all this horror that's come to my family, it's all because I couldn't love a motherless child. Dark wings, dark words. It's a good
Man,
one.
I thought that was going to drop.
Wah, wah. I made my first two picks this morning. Wrote them in. I knew
I'm making mine in real time, so.
I was.
That's because you don't have notes. You don't have organized notes.
That's because I don't have time. I had a busy day today, all right? A busy day.
I did mine right after editing. So, Ginge, your turn.
I'm going with episode 10. My Misa,
There
myself.
it is.
That might be the best season finale that we've seen.
You're right. And I think it might be.
I can't disagree with that.
I think it's also like the first long episode that we get, too.
Also really long, yes.
Yes.
And it's got niggas in it. Like you can't go wrong with niggas. I love niggas. I love my niggas, you know?
Niggas ain't shift. Anyways,
Not shift at all.
oh, I do want to point out a Tywin quote from this that you guys that like we missed. Because like I had it written down, but I didn't say it. You're a fool if you believe he's the most powerful man in Westeros. You really think a crown gives you power? That's a good one. Jinji, you got a good
It
one.
is.
This is a really good finale, too. Like, this is a really good finale.
Yeah.
I really like that they did not try to fit all of book three into this season and like they spread it out the way that they did to have the Red Wedding close it up. TJ.
Oh man. This is where, proper preparation prevents poor performance. And I did not have any kind of proper preparation. I did not stick to the 5 P's here. After I talked about bullet points and being efficient, the 5 P's just left me here. All right, so I'm gonna go with I don't even know where James. Like I'm trying to like when I'm picking these episodes in my head now that I didn't know preparation, I'm trying to like where did James put it? And I
No.
don't remember where James put this one at. But I'm going through my notes and I'm gonna go since we talk about themes a lot, I'm gonna go 3-7, The Bear and the Maiden Fair.
Fine.
Because if we had two themes in this entire season, Game of Thrones the musical, it was the Reigns of Castamere and Beren the Maiden Faerun. I just got both of them, so I'll just take them both.
Not you. Okay, Elphaba and Glinda. Not the big numbers, defying gravity and whatnot.
Yeah, you know.
Fair and the Maiden Fair is an ongoing theme in life, honestly. But here we are.
Yeah,
And
good episode. I mean, I can't remember. I think James put that low, right? Didn't he put that one low?
307 is number seven.
I remember he put that because I couldn't remember if the seven or eight that he put low, but then I remembered eight. I was like, I hope you don't go chalk. Because I think he put eight at number three.
No, yeah,
Eight.
he put eight at number three.
Yeah.
He had eight at
Because I
number
was like, I hope you don't go 8, 9, 10. I was like, I hope you don't go chalk. But
No, I put eight as two.
oh,
No,
did you?
right, you're right. I misread.
Yeah,
Eight is three.
eight was two.
Ten is three.
Ten is three. Yeah.
Ten is three. Okay, well, I'll make my last pick then. And I will select.
Eight still on the board.
Second Sons, Second Sons. Oh,
It good in hindsight?
I'm looking through the quotes. You know what?
Don't you know you want to go episode one?
Bella Dahares.
Yep.
Actually. There's one quote in there that really makes me want to, but no. Well, you know what? You know what? You know what? Thank you, Jim. I actually kind of do.
Thank you.
I thought about it earlier. I thought about it earlier, and when I went through it in my brain and I was annotating my notes, I think he did see Arya.
I was annotating my notes. You fucking peasants that don't annotate your notes.
Listen, this is more work than I did in college. Please be serious, okay? Like, I'm putting half of this liberal arts humanities degree to work here. Like, cut me some slack. Anyways, yes, I think he saw Arya. And death by fire is the purest death. Because I'm a terrible liar, you said so yourself. Yeah. And this is also where we meet Sir Barristan, right? Yeah. We meet Barristan at the end. He joins us.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you. Yeah. I was talked into it. That's going to be the one. So, Jinj, what did you really not want me to pick? And so you
Episode
made
eight.
this gesture.
Episode eight.
I actually wasn't even looking at Second Sons.
Not good.
So what do I have left? I have five and
Three and five.
Wait, did you pick? Oh, you just went ahead and picked eight. That was you picking eight.
Yeah, that was me picking eight. I'm picking eight.
Okay.
Three and five. Let's see here.
And do you want me to read you back some quotes from it?
I'm looking at them now. I'm gonna go. What did James rank these? Three was at the bottom, right? Or
303
was
punishment is number six.
I did
five was at the bottom?
episode five was number 10 for me.
Okay, that's what I thought. I'm gonna stick with James's shit here. I'm gonna go episode three. I'm gonna go
Listen,
walk a punishment.
you're a long way from home and winter is coming.
Oh, we got that. Let's see what else we have. We have Jamie like feeling guilty, loses his hand in that episode, right? Yeah, Jamie loses his hand. Yeah. Know, down to the last two. That's all I got. Jamie lost his hand. I'm going with that one.
That's a good one too, because Jay, that's when Jamie says, "If I was a woman, I'd make them kill me." That's a super, super good one.
Gilly has little Sam in that episode.
He is not the father, though.
I mean, depends on who. You can make anybody think somebody's a father. People do it all the time. It's what women do.
He may not be the father, but he's the dad.
All right, Ballad of Harvest. And 308 Second Sons. Did you even want to, like, you didn't even want to expound on, like, what it was about 308? You're just like, 308, I think it's self-explanatory.
But he did bring it high.
Yeah, man.
He did. That's when we got the leeches.
Yup.
We got the real Cersei moment, the real Cersei and Marjorie moment in that.
Yeah, we
Cersei like legit threatens her
got the explanation.
at the wedding.
And we got the first White Walker kill.
Sam the Slayer. All right. So, to recap everyone's rosters then. James, 106, 105, 104, Golden Crown, Wolf and the Lion, Cripples, Bastards, Broken Things.
I mean, did you know what you were doing? You just picked like three numbers in a row to fuck it.
Then you have 206, 202, 204, The Old Gods and the New, The Nightlands, and Garden of Bones. And now to that, you add 304, 310, and 308, and now his watch is ended. Mysa and Second Sons, how do you feel?
I feel really good.
I love it. I love it. TJ, 109, 101, 103. Baylor, winter is coming. Lord Snow. 210, 207, 203. Valar Morghulis, a man without honor. What is dead may never die.
What is dead may never die.
And now you add 309, 307, and 303, the Reigns of Castamere, the Bear and the Maiden Fair, and Walk of Punishment.
I feel like you got two of the best, best like events.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Think so. Here's my fear, though. Now we're talking about telling a story and building a team. I feel like I'm building like the 04 Lakers. Like I just added like Karl Malone and Gary Payton. We're gonna get bopped by the fucking Pistons in the finals. Like Kobe and Shaq ain't enough. I'm adding fucking 40-year-old Karl Malone and 40-year-old Gary Payton just to get bopped in the end.
All right, well, mine are 108, 107, and 110. The pointy end, you win or you die, and fire and blood. 209, 205, and 201. Blackwater, the ghost of Harrenhal in the North remembers. And then 306, 302, and 301. The climb, dark wings, dark words, and Vala Dahares. I feel great.
I don't smoke, but if I did, is this what they would call like mid?
I guess we'll see when we get to the 601 that I get to take, and then we'll see how you feel about our rounds again.
I do get a look, I get season five. So I get something very strong in season five.
Yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with the story I'm telling, so congratulations to you. So, you guys, speaking of my degree program in the humanities, who's ready for this season's creative writing assignment?
Not me.
Me.
Humanities put me to sleep in college. I took it my freshman year. Slept the whole semester.
Let me tell you the way that that does not surprise me. TJ doesn't give a shit about the human condition. Anyway, this season's writing assignment is Thanksgiving dinner. So, everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving. Some people ate on time, some people didn't.
Raise your hand if you're black.
Your
Well, I can raise my hand if I'm black, but like we ate on time.
husband's white, don't count.
I ate. I didn't eat things. Oh.
You got mixed kids. Don't count.
I said I didn't have Thanksgiving dinner with those people. We had Thanksgiving dinner with my family and my dad's side at that. My dad's side, and you know what that means.
Yep, I don't want to talk about it though.
Okay, so we're all bringing a meat, a side, and a dessert.
We'll see. This is all at the top.
I got two sides.
That'll work. Listen,
This
that's
is
what I
all
brought.
off the top.
All right, that's fine. You know, you can have overlap because this is a potluck.
Look, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's like thinking off the top of my head, so we're good.
All
I'm best like with no plan.
okay, well, I'll go first, so I'll show you like what we're doing.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to Thanksgiving dinner in Westeros, and I'm bringing ham. Ham is a thing that like people enjoy ham. People love ham. Like ham at dinner goes pretty quickly in my house. I don't like ham. I don't care for ham. I don't like the way it smells. I don't like the way it tastes. I don't want it. Not a spiral, not a country. No, thank you. Absolutely not.
What about a Virginia?
Absolutely not.
Honey glazed?
No. But the thing is when you tell people that you don't like ham, they automatically be like, oh, so you don't like pork? That's not what I said. I said I don't like ham. I don't care for ham. I don't like it, but I understand why other people do, and I'm glad that other people love it. It's simply not for me. Who do you think ham is for me?
Are you?
Absolutely the fuck not, sir. Please be serious. Next.
You said other people love it, just not for you.
I love Arya. Would
Oh, okay.
I love
No,
Arya.
I'm just fucking with you. I'm not getting an argument with you today. This is the recap, not the argument episode.
Gingy, you got a guess?
No, I don't know who you would dislike that everybody else likes.
I don't dislike them. They're just not for me. Well, I mean, I don't like ham. But it's just like I get why other people do. It's just not for me. Daenerys. Watching this
Really?
back, snooze fest. I mean, for the most part, it just, and I get it. But then it's like, if I say I don't like Daenerys, like it's not a Targaryen thing. I love Rhaenyra. It's definitely just a Daenerys thing,
See,
and I
you and
don't.
me pick. You and me would have picked a different food. I have a different person for this, but I would have picked Daenerys as turkey. Like, it's kind of dry.
Okay.
It's kind of dry.
Interesting you should say that because turkey will come up in my next thing. But
Yeah, I got turkey on my list too.
who's
My
next?
mischief list. All right, I'm gonna go next, and I have no idea like how this tastes, because like my Thanksgiving, we don't have this, but I know some people do. This is going off of my own thoughts of like how this actually is. I've never had it before. But Ramsay is the worst, right? Ramsay Bolton is the worst. And or Snow, sorry. Ramsay Snow is the worst. So I would pick Ramsay as like green bean casserole. James, help me out here.
Nah, 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 nah,
Is that
nah,
shit
nah.
good?
Yeah, green bean
Okay.
casserole
I've
is
never had
amazing.
green bean casserole.
However,
And I
I
don't
will
want to
be
make it a
talking about
race
gravy.
thing asking you, but it's
Nah,
kind of a race thing
but
asking you.
I will be talking about
Because
green bean
I've just
casserole and my stuff.
okay, so should I make
So.
a Ramsay like cranberry sauce then? I fucking hate cranberry sauce.
Yeah, cranberry sauce is disgusting.
So
So I'm cool with that.
Ramsay is cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Wait, do you mean like the cranberry sauce, like
The
real
canned shit. Straight
sauce or
out
the
the can.
any of it? I don't like any of it.
Ocean
I don't care
spray.
how you make it. Nasty.
A lot of people like cranberry.
Yo, my grandma like straight out the can, like to a bowl cranberry sauce.
Yup.
Like,
Nasty.
just leave that shit in the can. Soap it up the can. Like, don't waste the bowl if you're gonna do that. Just leave the shit in the can. Ain't nobody gonna eat it no way.
That's how my kids eat it. My kids eat it, but I've literally never tasted it before in my life.
I've had cranberry juice one time in my life, and I've never had cranberry sauce because I assume that's gonna be just like the juice.
It like dries your
It
mouth out.
does. Have you ever gotten, this is gonna be super fucking weird. I probably shouldn't say this on a podcast because other people listen to this. But have you ever gotten like deodorant on your tongue?
Yes.
It's just like that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not as weird as I thought it was gonna be. Good. Glad I
It's
wasn't the only one. At least people know I use deodorant now. Not fucking nasty.
That was a 3 out of 3 universal experience, so likely everybody's tasted deodorant.
Nope.
Okay,
Actually, that
Dream.
happened to me a couple days ago. Like, damn, what is on it? All right, so since we talked about the green bean casserole, I'm gonna talk about my green bean casserole. All right, so green bean casserole for me was when I was younger, I hated it. And then as I've
I
gotten
would assume your mom didn't season it. Like she's
probably.
boiling chicken, so she probably didn't season that green bean casserole.
Probably. Probably. But then as I got older and started trying like other people's green bean casseroles, like this is actually like really good to me. Like it's one of the meals that or one of the dishes that I look forward to. So my character that's like green bean casserole for me is Jamie. So at the beginning, I didn't really, Jamie's like a piece of shit, rich dude, spoiled, I'm high and mighty, all this and that, and you really didn't like him. And then after all he went through with Brienne and then getting his hand chopped off, and then the him telling his side of the story of the Kingslayer, it really turned it around for me. And I like Jamie. And then him going back and
I
saving
like
Brienne.
that. That's good.
That's amazing. I love Gingy. Get you. All right. Well, TJ, are you doing turkey?
Nah, because I just came up with another one in my head. I got two sides that go together that I'm gonna mention.
Okay, well, I've got my side. Dressing. I love turkey. I love turkey. A perfectly cooked turkey. Oh, God, a perfectly cooked bird. Ooh wee. And there's so many different ways to cook turkey, but ultimately, is turkey. You got to stick to like a rigid set of rules, right? You have to season that bird. You have to like, you can cook it to a certain point that it maintains its flavor and juiciness, right?
Yup.
And it has to be a certain temperature or everybody's gonna get sick.
Or else you're shitting all day.
There's a big structure. There's a structure. Okay? Turkey has a structure. You have to follow it. Okay? Dressing, however, you can do whatever you want to make dressing your own. Dressing has the freedom to be anything.
True.
Dressing, you can put anything in dressing. My mom puts oysters in her dressing and it's fucking amazing.
I love oysters. I'd actually might try that.
I'm not an oyster person.
Love oysters.
My mom's oyster.
That's fucking expensive dressing.
Yes,
Because oysters ain't
sir.
cheap in the fucking store.
And that is why it was not a Sunday dinner fixture. It was only Christmas and Thanksgiving. But like, when you get that bite of turkey and that bite of dressing on your fork, and they're both perfect, like they've both been cooked to absolute perfection, that is just Thanksgiving heaven for me. All right.
Can I guess your
Yeah.
characters?
So if you, all right, TJ, let's hear it.
Are you about to go like Sansa and Tyrion?
Oh, no. It's Sansa and Arya.
Oh.
Arya is the dressing with freedom to make choice. Sansa is adhering to a strict set of rules. But when these two are together, because like if you notice, a lot of the names on Arya's list are also people who are personally fucking with Sansa. Like Meryn Trant is there for Syrio.
All right, you were good until you said when it, when these two are together.
Can I finish?
Go for it.
It would, you know, and that's to my point. I am not going to let a man make me pit two bad bitches between each other ever again. Because the Stark sisters are yin and yang, first daughters and second daughters. One of them adheres to a strict set of rules. She stays within her structure. She does as she's told. Because if I get out of line, a lot of people going to get sick. The other daughter has the freedom to be who she wants to be, but they complement each other so well. And I will not let a man allow me to pit these two bad bitches against each other. Thank you. TJ, your turn.
All right, before I go, James, let me ask you a question. Have Arya and Sansa complimented each other well at all in this series so far? The little bit we've seen with them.
I said yin and yang.
Yeah. They,
water and vinegar, though.
I think that yin and yang is actually a really good comparison there.
I say water and vinegar. They don't get along. Not yet.
It's bad.
If ever.
I'm saying the roles they are playing. The
no, I love the first part of your thing.
Listen, the roles they are playing. Sansa's role is strictly within the rules, very feminine. Arya's role is very masculine. Yin and yang.
Yeah, that's pretty
I like good. I like that. It's the going together part that I just didn't like. It's okay though.
They do go together. That is yin and yang. What's not? This is where I insert the Sister Patterson.
What's not clicking? What's not clicking?
It didn't click. It didn't click. It's okay. This is two things that go together. You use one of these characters. They go together so good, and they're so good apart as well. I was going to do yams and mac and cheese because, like, the one thing I look forward to the most is my yams and mac and cheese touching each other, and then I eat them together, and it's, like, the most perfect fucking thing ever.
Can I say?
That's disgusting.
That is some real nigget shit right there.
That's the nigget shit ever.
I don't know nothing about green bean casserole.
But damn it, yams and mac and cheese.
Like, it's not for me.
Yo, James, I'm telling you, you say that's disgusting.
I don't do yams. Let
a nigga do it for you, and you'll be doing yams. I'm telling you.
All right, well, me and Katie will show up next year.
Please do. Please do. I will introduce you.
So,
perfect together. Compliment each other well. Go great together, John and Arya. Yams and mac and cheese. Doesn't matter who's which.
Okay.
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see that.
Because, like, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about yams.
See, y'all gotta get good yams, man. Like, here's a mistake people make with yams. Let me just break down yams for you. What you don't do is you do not put marshmallow on yams. Like, that's not how you candy a yam. Like, no, you just do brown sugar and vanilla and cinnamon. You don't need no marshmallows on that shit. This ain't whipped yams. Like, I don't want this shit to taste like Cool Whip. It's candied yams. So candy them bitches the right way.
Yeah. No, I don't do
yams. I don't do yams.
No, I am a white potato person.
Yep. Yam me up, man.
Mashed potatoes go hard.
Yammed up. Oh, and I just called you BBL Tizzy. Look at you making all the booty jokes. All right, Gingy.
All right, so
what's your other side?
My other side is the goat, the only side that matters. And that's deviled eggs.
Do you consider deviled eggs a side?
Deviled egg, well, the way I eat them is the main course.
it's like an appetizer.
Nah, bro. You'd be like, yo, how many? You'd be like making like breakfast scrambled eggs. You'd be like, how many eggs you want? And I'd be like, two's fine. Deviled eggs? Nah, give me like 38.
Six. But here, let me ask you a question. I don't consider deviled eggs a side though, because if you're like me, like I love deviled eggs. I put them on my plate. First thing I eat though off my plate are the fucking deviled eggs. Yeah, I don't save them. I eat them first. I don't put them with anything else. Like, I can have four deviled eggs on there. I'm putting all four of them. right at the beginning. Meet them.
Nah.
But they're like an appetizer for me. That's why I consider them.
Nah, listen, they the goat.
I don't let them wait. I'm with you.
But here's my question, though. Do you put mustard in them?
Yes.
Just a little bit. Absolutely not. No.
You don't put a lot in it.
Ooh, thank you.
No, some people.
I had mustard and deviled eggs one time, and it was a hard no. And
well, they probably put too much mustard.
Look, I just eat them. I don't make them, so I can't relate
mayonnaise,
to what y'all here.
Mustard, relish, pickle juice, paprika, a little bit of salt.
No, that is not how my mom makes them.
I just eat them. I'll let y'all have this one.
Yo, I watched a video of somebody deep frying the deviled egg, and I might be trying that.
All right, look, next year if you come, I think I'm gonna smoke some.
Oh, I bet that's good.
I think I'm gonna smoke them. Like Traeger has a recipe for deviled eggs, like smoked deviled eggs.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna try to smoke some.
That might be good.
Are you gonna put mustard in them?
I'm gonna do whatever the recipe book tells me.
If it's,
there's
yeah,
probably gonna be.
They're gonna put mustard in them.
Yeah, that's like a key ingredient. I don't even like mustard, but I eat it in the deviled eggs.
No, my mom doesn't do deviled eggs. She just like doesn't do mustard. She just does like mayonnaise,
relish, pickle juice.
No,
she don't put the juice in there
what
either.
She put in there.
I wouldn't put pickle juice in it. No, I'm skipping
it's
that.
It's just a little bit.
I'm skipping that part. I'll throw some water in it for viscosity
no,
or whatever.
No, don't do that. Just put like extra mayonnaise in there or something.
No.
Put water in that shit.
Runny devil.
Yeah, like just put a little extra mayonnaise in.
I'm just like throwing out ideas to stay out of the way of pickle juice. Can I use some lemon juice or something?
Lemon juice might be good. A little bit of lemon juice might be good.
Look at Chef TJ over here. It's a man I need to cook and I'm cooking up some shit.
All right, Ginge. Who is the entire container of deviled eggs?
For me, it's Tyrion.
Tyrion's small and mighty.
Yeah. Tyrion's my favorite character so far. He's got some of the best lines. So he's my deviled eggs.
Okay. I love it. Your number one pick. All right. Well, I did bring dessert. I brought sweet potato pie. My mom makes sweet potato pie for Christmas every year. She makes them for Thanksgiving, and she makes them for Christmas every year. My brother gets like a full one. My cousins get a full one. I get a slice and I'm like, this is great. Thank you. I will see you next Thanksgiving.
So you want it in moderation, which is something. Like you like sweet potato pie, but you don't need a whole one.
I don't need as much sweet potato pie as is available to me. Yeah, that.
Same. I don't do sweet potato pie either.
Yeah. Any guesses?
This is a John reference?
It is not John. No.
I don't know.
It's Bran.
Okay.
Bran's fun, but like, I don't need as much bran as I've been getting.
You know, bran is my pumpkin pie. Fuck it, I don't need it at all.
Have you seen the Kev on stage TikTok where he's like, where he eats pumpkin pie and he's just like, I enjoy pumpkin. He was like, how do you piss off a bunch of black people? And he's like, I enjoy pumpkin pie. And then he eats it.
Indeed. Indeed. That is how you piss off black people. Like, you know, one thing you don't see at a black person's house on Thanksgiving is pumpkin pie. We have sweet potato pie. Like, we're going to have an orange pie. It's going to be a sweet potato pie.
Yes. But if you want to talk about my kids being mixed.
They like pumpkin pie.
And sweet potato. Both.
Both disgusting.
Yeah. Like, I'll, like, one, and it's, I just need a thin slice.
You don't like sweet potato pie?
Nah.
I used to love sweet potato pie.
Like
I used to be the person that wanted the whole sweet potato pie. I would eat it with a spoon. But now, like, I'm like you now. Just a slice of sweet potato pie is good for me.
Yeah.
I'm more of a banana pudding guy.
I don't like bananas. I like the flavor of banana, but I don't like bananas.
So you like artificial banana?
Yeah, it's like a texture thing. I don't like the texture of banana.
Okay, I can see that.
I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And, but like, I'll eat banana pudding for the vanilla wafers.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. I don't really want banana pudding if it doesn't have vanilla wafers in it.
Correct.
Fucking precisely.
Like, you go to like a restaurant and get it, and it's like no fucking vanilla wafers in it. Like, the fuck are we doing here?
They have like,
who's cooking this shit? Who's making this?
They had it at Thanksgiving dinner and not a wafer in sight, girl.
Oh, you know what they did. They went to the aisle, got the little instant banana pudding mix and whipped that shit up. Pour some milk in it, whisk that shit, and that was it. They ain't put that shit in the stove at all. They put that shit in the damn refrigerator. Called it a day.
Like, I made a banana pudding cake one Thanksgiving and didn't eat a single slice of it. Like,
sounds good though.
It was, yeah. I mean, everybody ate it, but I was just like, I'm glad y'all enjoyed it, because like, I can't even taste it to tell you if it's worth eating, because like, half. Because like, there's actual banana like in this banana bread. No, thank you.
Oh, I love banana bread. God, I love banana bread.
You look like you eat banana bread. Yeah. It's like a big.
It's the nigga in me. What can I say?
Anybody else got any more dishes they want to bring to Thanksgiving?
I don't. I ain't got another dish.
You don't have a dessert that you love so much that you.
You know, I said this because when I was up at Katie's for Thanksgiving, you know, we were talking about food and stuff, and I was telling them, I'm not really huge on a lot of desserts. If I had the choice, I would have like a second plate of like main course stuff than have a plate of dessert.
I'm with you. I would go back and get more macaroni and cheese and yams.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm a dessert kid.
And a weird thing I wanted to bring up with the ham. Like, for me on Thanksgiving, like, I don't get ham like on my first plate. Always get turkey. But ham is such a good leftover food. Like, when I want my leftovers for Thanksgiving, ham is on my plate. Like, it's so good for leftovers.
No. You know when I'll eat ham? When that's it. When that's my only option. When it's ham or death.
Then you eat ham.
And
you know, it's funny. You said if people ask you if you don't eat pork with ham. I assume the same thing when people tell me they don't eat bacon. Like, if you tell me you don't eat bacon, I'm just going to assume you don't eat pork at all.
I also don't eat bacon.
Okay, you don't eat pork.
Well,
then.
It's not that I don't eat bacon. I don't eat, like if bacon is in something, like if it's potato skin.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll eat that.
No.
But as far as like strips of bacon on my burger, I'm pulling them off. I don't eat bacon at breakfast. I'm not a bacon. I don't actively eat bacon.
Now, if you tell me that you will fry up a pork chop before you eat bacon or ham, like, I'm off this podcast.
Oh, that actually, yes, I will do.
Oh my God, I'm done. Find a replacement.
I'm sorry,
that's
what did
blasphemy.
You say? What is it?
She will fry up a pork chop before she eats bacon or ham.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I also can't eat pork chops.
Why?
I live
because
by this.
Pork chops do not settle with me anymore.
Welcome to middle age.
Right?
Look, I feel like pork chops is like struggle food. You just gotta do that when you're struggling. Now I'm just gonna eat steak.
Pork chop once, like I haven't had pork chops in a while. But
me,
like,
me either. I'll eat them, but like, give me bacon over pork chops. Yeah. Give me ham over pork chop.
I'm not eating, like, I don't eat pork in plenty anyway. Like,
yeah, me either.
I really only eat like sausage, pulled pork occasionally, but a kielbasa at breakfast. Hell yeah. Anyways, that was our foodie podcast. Back to our regularly scheduled Game of Thrones podcast and our season 3 ratings. Now, Ginge, I'm going to remind you of your season 1, 6 out of 10, and your season 2, 7 out of 10.
So I can only imagine what this is going to get.
Right, where do we go?
Wait, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it.
Well,
wait, just go ahead and put the 8 on it.
I really, dang, I put season 2 as a 7. I was gonna make this one 7, but this is definitely better than season 2. Actually, you know what? Let's put it at 9.
All right.
I think it had some really strong scenes that really hit. Yeah. It had multiple too, not just like one huge one. It had multiple scenes for me where I was like, I really like this.
Okay. Like, yeah. Anything that makes you like not regret signing up for this.
Right, yeah.
Caesar, do you want to go next?
Yeah, remind me what I had.
Your season 1 was an 8 out of 10, and your season 2 was an 8 out of 10.
Okay. I'm gonna put this one lower actually than both of those.
What?
I am. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why. Like, I haven't watched the show multiple times. Whenever I get to season 3, I think of one thing and one thing only. I think of the Red Wedding. That's it. That's the only thing I think about, only thing I remember. There's some good moments in this season, like rewatching it through, but I'm not going to remember any of it but the Red Wedding. And like, I think of like season 4, 5, and 6. Like, there's plenty of things I can think about and point to that I'm like, oh my God, I'm excited for this, this, and this. But now with season 3, so I'm going to give season 3 a 7.
All right.
Okay.
I guess good. It's just not that memorable. Like,
Okay.
you get to season 3 and like, it's gonna be, when you rewatch, it's gonna be the Red Wedding season, and that's kind of it.
Well, my season 1 and 2 were both 7 out of 10. And season 3, I'm actually going to give a 9 out of 10. Because I'm a writer. So like I'm a big dialogue person. They have put these words in this order, in this sequence, with these pictures for a reason. And I feel like there's just so much foreshadowing, so much that comes back later, so many quotes that come back later. Like it's just setting up so much going forward. And also through this watch through, I have paid more attention to the rest of it. And it's sort of like really piqued my interest and like put little like bugs in my ear about stuff that's coming later that I hadn't even put together before. Like, especially like with the Red Wedding, with that opening scene with Rob looking at the board and like this being the first time I realized like that he's surrounded.
Yeah.
Like, it's just very good art. It's very good. So
I
yeah,
agree with you.
nine out of 10 here.
I agree with you. And I think I gave my rating more on like a rewatch perspective, not necessarily like how much I like the season, because I do like season 3 a lot.
Oh yeah, season 3 is like really good. Plus, I get the bear and the maiden fair, like, and the bear thing that I randomly brought up in season 1 came back.
Yeah.
That was not my intention when I brought it up. It just worked out. Also, Reigns of Castamere, pretty badass. I love a
Very.
musical. Can't wait to see Wicked.
Wicked was all right.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah, I went and saw it.
I've
It's
read,
all right.
I've heard the soundtrack, obviously. I read the synopsis for the musical. I've read the book. The
Oh, good.
book is a lot darker.
Oh, yeah,
Soundtrack
I've
did
heard
good.
it's really bad.
That book is rough.
Yeah.
Soundtrack did good. It debuted at number 2.
Now, here you go.
Yup.
I'm not gonna explain what I'm not even gonna say what debuted at number 1, but it's okay.
No, please, because that one Drake listener is just gonna get angry all over.
Yeah,
Well, you guys, anything else you want to say before we wrap up season 3?
oh,
No.
season 3 was good. I'm glad I got James's attention. Like, this is the first recap that we're watching that he's gonna say I'm interested in watching it all, not because I'm doing a podcast. He won't tell us how he would stop watching.
I am looking forward to season 4. It
Let's.
also helps that I saw a meme the other day that said, we will never forget you, and it said season 4 of Game of Thrones, so like my hopes are high.
Season 4 is fucking amazing.
Yes, season four.
We got some big things coming up.
We do.
I can think of like four really huge moments in season four, like just off the top of my head. Like, I can picture four moments.
Okay.
Where in like season three, it would just be the red wedding. Like season four, I got four moments in my head that I'm excited for.
The annotation.
It's the.
I cannot wait to go back through my notes. I'm such a nerd. I love it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for season three of Game of Thrones and this episode of Charge It to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review. You can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, G-O-O-D-E, everywhere. So on behalf of Gingy, who is not one of these brokies who hasn't paid his league dues, and TJ.
Who was first in paying his league dues, Mr. Early.
I am Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.